Ag Bioscience is supported by Indiana Farm Bureau.
How can we take the best of these analog methods, the best of consumer apps, bring it together in one place, remove the friction and barrier, and then enable the rest of the operation to take part in that?
Welcome to Ag Bioscience, the number one podcast in the world for innovation in food, animal health, plant science, ag tech, and agriculture. Here is your host, Agrinova CEO, Mitch Fraser.
Welcome back to Ag Bioscience. Tough commodity markets and a challenging ag economy is putting pressure on all elements of the ag bioscience economy. One of those is equipment. New data from the Equipment Manufacturers Association shows that tractor sales in the U.S. were down nearly 20% in the most recent month's reporting. That's year over year. One entrepreneur is bringing to market a new technology to help those farmers maybe keep their tractors a little longer and better manage their fleet. Welcome, Tracy Wiedmeyer, CEO of Grip. Tracy, it's good to see you on Ag Bioscience.
Honored to be here. Looking forward to it.
Well, we are going to have a lot of fun, Tracy. We got to start with what this current economy is. You spend a lot of time with farmers, a lot of time with equipment operators. What are you hearing? What's the current state of where we are?
Yeah, I mean, just to piggyback on the intro, we're seeing farm equipment being written down 40, 50, 60% year over year. You could buy a $1 million piece of equipment. It's worth $400,000 now. And I think what farmers are telling us is, look, when we get into next season, we're not looking to buy. We're looking to maximize what we have, make it last a little bit longer, maybe look at the used market. You know, it's just a tough market for everybody all around.
Yeah, it's tough when you think about the overall balance sheet of ag producers. And one of the greatest, the most significant asset classes is equipment. And to see that level of depreciation and to see just the tough market overall creates a massive challenge.
Yeah, and it's the expensive equipment everybody focuses on. And then you look at everything that a farmer owns, and they've got aging equipment and fixed assets and motors and elevators and carts and all sorts of stuff. And those are the things that you want to get one more year, two more years out of before you have to think about replacing.
Maintenance, a giant piece of that. You're out on farms talking with operators every day. When you're having these conversations and they're sharing with you the stories, what are some of those stories that you're hearing of producers and how they're making things last a little longer and the things they're doing to maybe eke out another season or two?
It's really around making the operators that you're already paying to touch your equipment every day the eyes and ears of the operation. Right now, historically, the farm manager, the one guy, the owner, is responsible in terms of remembering when the oil change was done, when to flush the hydraulics, when to do fuel, all that sort of stuff. And what we've seen is the more you can collectively get the rest of your staff to be the eyes and ears and hear the squeaky bearing or the leaky seal before it becomes a problem, the better you're able to maximize that equipment. And we work with an apple producer. I think like 6 vehicles in the last 30 months have had engines blow out before 60,000 miles. The last guy thinks that he changed the oil. The next guy's going to fix the check engine light, and nobody does anything for a while. It burns out of oil, and now you're stuck with that equipment.
And it's so difficult when you look at the criticality, the mission criticality of equipment in ag. You know, it's not like you go pick up another one. You don't run down to the car lot and pick up something. These are specialty pieces of equipment, ag, whether it's in row crop or whether it's in specialty crop. You mentioned apples. When you look at this, I mean, you've looked at this market, you've spent time in this market, you and I share a love for this market. Where do you see the greatest opportunity for innovation? Where is it where in all of this austerity, all of this challenge, all of this headwind, you feel like there's something here?
There's a lot of agronomy data that farmers have now. You've had a bunch of podcasts on recently about collecting all this farm data. And there's sort of the human-centered part of that with the folks that are operating your stuff today. Your trusted partners. We see a lot of farms bringing third-party mechanics, their trusted agronomists, irrigation specialists. So they're generating off-farm data that the farmer wants at their fingertips. So it's like, how do you take data that may not originate on the farm, but bring it into the farmer's fingertips so that they can look holistically at their operation to understand simple trends, operator-based or equipment-based, or just simple things that may improve the yield, the health of the soil? It's that data that's being collected in disparate places that just has to be brought together.
I think surfacing that data, making it easy to understand, you've come up with a product. You and the team at Grip have come up with a product to make a lot of that data available from the driver's seat. Share more about that product and really what led to the creation of GRIP.
The genesis of GRIP was maintenance tracking in ag is underserved, right? That's a very broad category. So we started to walk the farms and listen to farmers. And what we heard was, I own a lot of things, not just the stuff on tires. And we're using whatever's available to track. I don't want, as a farmer, to have to bring in a food safety app, a grain app, a tractor app, a DOT app, a this app, a that app. And so farmers, instead of trying to pay by user licenses for 7 or 8 different apps, they say, I'm just going to use consumer apps, a spreadsheet, a piece of paper, right? And I'm gonna keep everything there because I don't necessarily know what else might be out there, but everybody knows how to operate those. I can bring in a seasonal guy. He knows how to use WhatsApp. He knows how to text people. He knows how to take a picture. And so when we heard that, we started to think, how can we take the best of these analog methods, the best of consumer apps, bring it together in one place, remove the friction and barrier, and then enable the rest of the operation to take part in that. That's what we've done. Like things like WhatsApp, group text, Slack. Every corporation uses Slack or Teams or some sort of chat app. How can we bring that in to centralize the conversations around equipment so we don't have to train people how to use the app when they scan that QR code and they're right there, information at their fingertips?
Walk us through a use case. So your Apple producer, let's use your Apple producer you mentioned earlier. How would I interact with GRIP? What would it look like and what would it do?
Apple, and especially in general, is unique in that those providers are generally packing. They've got logistics, warehousing operations. So let's just take forklifts in a warehouse. One of the Apple packers has 70 electronic forklifts. They're running 3 shifts a day. And so you can imagine 3 shifts times 70, you got 200 people operating these forklifts. And so the velocity at which they're running these things every day, a lot of things go wrong. Things like seat belts, tires, the mirrors don't work. A whole host of problems. And generally, those create safety issues. They create OSHA inspection issues. So with GRIP, what we've done, instead of having the operator remember to walk to a desk, log what's wrong on a piece of paper, they scan the QR code. They've got like a 4 or 5 point inspection. It happens in 20 seconds. They scan, tap, put their phone away, go on their merry way. And then what we're able to do then is the problems that get notified go right to the farm manager. So now he's got a thing in his to-do list where he can fix. Another example might be bag calibration weights. So one of the Apple packers will sell 5-pound bags to Walmart and Costco and those types of companies. They've noticed their bag weights are upwards of 16% overweight, right? So you're doing $1 billion of apples and you're 16% over. Imagine the cost that's fleeing that you have no idea. You can't historically look at a sheet of paper and understand those trends. And so we're able to pull that stuff out very simply by making the operators the eyes and ears. And now you've got data that you can actually do something about.
It is amazing how accessible QR codes have become, right? I mean, if you remember, think back a decade ago, and you kind of see a QR code here or there, but during the pandemic, it just became how we interacted with menus. And now we're seeing technologies like GRIP now become pervasive in ag, in business. It is incredible, one code to be able to get that access.
Yeah, I was at a dealer yesterday here in Indiana, and some of the manufacturers are now putting QR codes on the equipment. A lot of historic QR code usage have been one code for every piece of equipment, just takes you to the website. But now they're getting into the mindset of saying, this QR code is unique to this asset, similar to what we do with GRIP, but putting more of that information at people's fingertips. Everybody knows how to do it. Everybody's got a mobile phone. Again, like there's no friction, there's no training. People just get it and understand how to do it.
It's incredible. We'll take a look at how customers are using GRIP and what the future of this technology looks like in ag. We'll do it right after this. Ag Bioscience is supported by Indiana Farm Bureau.
A healthy company is a blessing, but a well-insured company is a necessity. That's why Indiana Farm Bureau offers more affordable health plans for eligible members. Whether you have just a handful of employees or a larger enterprise, building a stable business demands employees who are just as strong and healthy. Indiana Farm Bureau can help with health plans that include medical, dental, vision, and Medicare supplement insurance plans. And you can sign up for membership and apply for an Indiana Farm Bureau health plan any time of year. Indiana Farm Bureau understands the cost of health care has rapidly become one of the largest expenses for many small businesses. We invite you to compare our health plans to your current coverage. We're confident you could find significant savings. To learn more about the health plan that's right for you, visit infbhealthplans.com and make the switch today.
Welcome back to Ag Bioscience, talking with Tracy Wiedmeyer, CEO of Grip. Tracy, incredible technology. I love the elegance of it. Elegance by definition, simple, easy to understand, easy to use. What are you hearing from customers? You've got customers out there, they're using the technology. What's the feedback?
Yeah, we've gotten a lot of feedback, you know, really since we launched in March of this year. It generally ends up being some flavor of what else can we provide on the Grip platform that would allow you to move 100% of your conversations, operational conversations to Grip. So one instance of that is there's a dairy, again, in Indiana. We work at dairies in Texas, all over the country, but 90% of the folks on those farms are Hispanic, Spanish speakers. And so we see a lot of historic, you know, you've seen that the story is somebody using Google Translate, trying to copy and paste back and forth. They don't understand. They may know a few words, but it's not enough to bridge the gap. So we've enabled things like automatic Spanish-English translations in the conversations. And boy, something as simple as that using AI tools today makes all the difference in a farm, being like everybody understands transparently what needs to be done, what's happened, how to ask questions, like that barrier goes away. And it's one of the things, like we talk about saving money in under maintenance, over maintenance, the equipment side of it, but there's the cost of time that often farmers don't value. Like we say this a lot, farmers, they don't value their time, that they'd rather consider that like $4 or $5 an hour versus like, they're the most important person on the farm. Let's maximize the time that they have. And so being able to add that to the equipment cost has been, you know, really, really valuable for farmers.
Origin story of Grip is also one that I think is fascinating. You're a longtime tech leader, guy who loves equipment, didn't come up with the idea, right? Team at Purdue University, the work with Dial. Share more about the origin story and then the magnetic pull that brought you in to say, okay, I can do lots of things. This is what I'm going to do.
Yeah, so Purdue's been great. I mean, they've got such a network in Indiana, but really spans the globe if you go far enough. And so you're accessible. That network is accessible to bounce questions off of, be sounding boards, bring ideas to Purdue. And that's really the genesis of where Grip started, is they were hearing enough farmers and enough people in the ag community say, look, there's a serious problem here. It's been underserved. It's overlooked, you know, outside of ag. Sure, they've solved that, but farmers are different. So I grew up on a farm in Wisconsin, dairy farm. We did chickens, we did, you know, goats and sheep and heifers and things like that. And that ability to grow up on a farm has translated into my adult life, where I, you know, live on a large chunk of land now. I own tons of equipment. So being a technologist my whole career, I've dabbled in and out of industrial, IoT, waste management, things like that. And when I found the idea through a connection at Purdue, I was like, man, I get to put my work boots on every day, walk into the office, out in the field, spend time with farmers. You know, I open the back of my skid steer and it's got all the filter dates and when I change everything written in black marker. And of course, they're out of date. You know, I don't remember to look. And so that genesis of bringing together technology and agriculture and being able to shake the farmer's hand has been phenomenal. I love it every day.
Talk a little bit about this. I think there's so many folks that are in your seat, people who grew up in rural America, who maybe grew up on a farm or grew up farm adjacent, who have gone on to do great things vocationally. Technologist, in your case, doing some amazing work in advancing innovation, but they've not yet found that bridge to get back to unite their roots in rural America and agriculture with their connection vocationally to innovation. How did you do it?
What we're starting to see is, you know, no different in Indiana. It's the same in Wisconsin, Iowa. Some of these rural communities are really putting a spotlight on bringing innovation from outside in. You know, there's every one of these states now has technology development programs, low interest loans. You know, you look at the coast, you see a lot of folks that didn't grow up in the coast and they've been supplants from middle America. And I think with the ability to work remotely now, people are starting to move back and migrate back to where they grew up. There's a real like hands in the dirt type of mentality that people like. And so when you have that mentality and willingness, plus the ability for communities and governments to support that, you get this migratory effect back to these places. And I think when you think about taking technology that might work in the valley and bringing it to these places, there's real opportunities, you know, whether it's biological, ag tech, software, hardware, robotics, like you're seeing a real galvanization of that in these places.
What did you do, Tracy, after you left the farm, before you got to Grip? Fill us in, the connect the two dots.
I immediately went to Chicago as a software engineer. I got the startup bug pretty early. I started a company when I was 28, 29. We raised a ton of venture. We were selling 3D software to large brands and retailers. I did that for 10 or 12 years. And what ended up happening is I left that company and got into private equity. And private equity is just different than building a company, right? You're just trying to like dress it up to sell it to the next guy. And it just didn't hit with me in terms of my builder mentality and background. And so then drew me back to looking at places where I could either start a company, join an early stage company. And I really, when I came to High Alpha, which is our venture studio partner, I was like, hey, Elliot, is there something that's industrial at least? And when he said, hey, go talk to Purdue, they're churning out ideas in ag, it was like the holy grail for me to bring those things together. And to speak very early on in my career, early, there was a stigma around like the farm boy, the farm kid. And, you know, I didn't vocalize that a lot, especially being in a big city like Chicago, but I pretty quickly realized that my work ethic and what I learned on the farm allowed me to outpace people that went to Harvard or Michigan or all these Ivy League schools. And I'm so thankful for that today. And now you always say the ag and ag biosciences and agri-food touches every human on the planet. And that really is such an emotional note with me.
And it's such a powerful force for change, for innovation, for the things that you and I get to do every day. Time for one more question. It's the one that I know that you know that's coming because we ask it every interview. What's next? What's next for the equipment industry, maybe at large? And then what's next for your team at Grip?
I think the equipment industry at large is again, we touched on this, but maximizing the assets that people already own today. I don't know when this sort of low point in ag right now is going to turn around. A lot of people on the sidelines right now. But I think there's a real mentality that will outlast the low points here just around, do we need the $1 million new piece of equipment every year? And I think there's a lot of things that have to be sorted and figured there. I think for Grip, we're looking to bring the network together on Grip. So farmers are asking us, hey, I have trusted partners, again, that are generating information for me or doing work for me or recommending things. Can I bring their information into the platform so I can have that at my fingertips? And that's a real distribution network effect that we're looking to bring across the ag landscape.
Well, Tracy, I'm glad you're doing it. Tracy Wiedmeyer, CEO of Grip. Thanks for joining us on Ag Bioscience.
Thank you. I loved it.
And thank you for joining us on Ag Bioscience. You can always get the latest Ag Bioscience news and insights from discussions just like this by subscribing wherever you get your podcast. And don't forget, you can always learn more online at agrinovusindiana.com. On behalf of the entire Agrinovus team, I'm Mitch Frazier saying thanks for joining us. We look forward to seeing you real soon.
Ag Bioscience is a podcast by Agrinovus Indiana, hosted by Mitch Frazier, produced by Kayla Chittister and Fabian Rodriguez, photography and design by Kaylee Kerr. If you like today's episode, subscribe, rate, and review so we can bring you more conversations just like this. Get all episodes of Ag Bioscience at agrinovusindiana.com.